from KQED.
A federal trial challenging the constitutionality of California's Proposition 8 kicked off yesterday in San Francisco. Scott Schaefer was at the Ninth Circuit Courthouse and reports on the opening statements about the meaning and history of marriage.
As the sun came up over San Francisco's Civic Center Monday morning, about 100 supporters of same-sex marriage gathered in front of the federal courthouse. Politicians, preachers, and singers reminded the crowd what was at stake.
Ain't gonna let injustice turn me around. I'm gonna keep on walking, keep on talking, marching up the freedom land.
Among those in the crowd, a young lesbian couple from Fresno. Brenna Kelly and her partner had a commitment ceremony this past weekend. She's hoping this trial ultimately allows them to get married in California.
And when it's time, we're ready to start a family, our family will just be like everybody else's. We won't be seen as different. And that's important to me in our relationship with our family and with children.
Inside, the courtroom was packed with people for and against gay marriage. This is the first federal trial to determine if the U.S. Constitution prohibits states from banning same-sex marriage, and they were there to watch history. Theodore Olson is one of the lead attorneys fighting Prop 8, the measure defining marriage as between a man and a woman. He says his side will show that the measure passed by California voters in 2008 violates the 14th Amendment, also known as the Equal Protection Clause, by singling out same-sex couples and preventing them from getting married. Olson summarizes the case this way.
This case is about marriage and equality. The plaintiffs are being denied the right to marry and the right to equality under the law.
The plaintiffs are two couples, a pair of gay men from Los Angeles and two lesbians from Berkeley. The four were denied a marriage license after the California Supreme Court upheld Prop 8 last year. And they were the first witnesses Monday morning. They were asked questions like, what does being a lesbian mean to you, and why is it important to you to get married? None of the witnesses was available to the media, but their attorney, Ted Olson, summarized their testimony this way.
They talked about what it is like to be prevented from marrying the person of their choice and to be told you still have the right to marry as long as you marry someone of the opposite sex, not the person you choose, the person the state chooses.
For the most part, defense attorneys representing the Yes on 8 campaign and backers of traditional marriage didn't cross-examine the plaintiffs, allowing their sometimes emotional testimony to stand unchallenged. Defense attorney Andy Puno said the witnesses' feelings were no doubt valid and sincere.
But I had a lot of difficulty hearing anything from the witnesses today of the things that they suffer that would be cured by invalidating the people's vote on Prop 8.
Supporters of Prop 8 told the court that marriage is fundamentally about children, that it's designed to support committed traditional relationships, and that redefining it to include same-sex couples would diminish the very institution of marriage. Attorney Andy Puno says the definition of marriage should not be left up to judges.
The Constitution is there to protect individual rights, and we agree with that completely. But that is not what is being sought here. What is being sought here is a deinstitutionalizing of an existing social structure.
Defense attorneys also said gay couples still have the same legal rights as married couples do, at least under state law. But plaintiff's attorney Theodore Olson was emphatic that marriage is not the same as allowing couples to register as domestic partners.
It's an agreement of some sort. There's nothing in the domestic partnership law that says love. Nothing. That's what marriage is.
Just before Monday's trial began, the U.S. Supreme Court issued a temporary stay, preventing, at least for now, putting video of the proceedings on the internet. It was a strong reminder that ultimately, no matter what's decided in this courtroom, the High Court will have the final say on this issue. For the California Report, I'm Scott Schaefer.